Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Johnny Tan, author of From My Mama's Kitchen, Food for the Soul, Recipes for Living. A very happy new year to everyone, and welcome to my weekly From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. Today's show is about a new year, a new you, lead from within, and joining me to talk about this theme is Lolly Daskal. She is a life coach and a mentor. Lolly is an expert in helping individuals identify their personal passion and using it as a foundation to lead themselves from within with personal empowerment to attain a purposeful, fulfilling, and successful lifestyle. Over the years, her infectious enthusiasm, keen insights, and engaging interpersonal style have helped countless people flip the switch to live their lives with greater clarity, meaning, and happiness. Good morning, Lolly. A happy new year to you, and welcome to From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Johnny, and I just want to say what an honor it is to be on your show this morning. Thank you for asking me.
Thank you. I'm excited to have you. I've read your bio, and I followed you on the Internet based on the things that you do, and I love the fact that ground zero, basically, starts with lead from within ourselves. So anyway, before we get started talking about the gist of this whole theme, please walk us through your life from childhood to the present moment, because I am interested in finding out about your life's journey.
Okay, we only have a short time, so I'm going to try to be as brief because I've lived a very full life. But I want to start from the beginning and talk a little bit about, I came from a household where I grew up in a very religious home. Mm-hmm. There were no books, there was no music, there was no art. All of it was banned via religion. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've always known about myself is that I wanted to be an artist. Mm-hmm. And I knew that when I grew up, that's what I wanted to be, that painting and art was an expression of who I needed to be and wanted to be. And at 16, I became very courageous and went to my father at the time and said, you know what, I'm going to be an artist and I'm going to pursue that passion. And I knew when I opened my mouth that I had said the wrong thing. My father looked at me and I knew I was in trouble. And he said, you know what, you can pursue being an artist, that's fine with me, but you cannot do it in our community. You cannot do it with your family. And so he gave me an ultimatum right then and there. He said to me, you can choose what you say you're passionate about, which is your art, or you can choose your family, your community, your sisters, your brothers, you can have that. And, you know, at 16, and your heart is pounding and you know you want to do something, there's no choice. And I said to him, I want to be an artist. Mm-hmm. And he said, okay, you've made your choice, but I'm giving you 15 minutes to get out of here. And I was like, what? He said, that's right. You're no longer wanted here. If you choose to, you know, to be an artist and that passion, mm-hmm. there's no room for that in this community. Mm-hmm. And so he said, go and, you know, take one thing, but you need to leave immediately. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I didn't know he was serious until when I turned around, I saw that he was tearing the collar of his shirt, and that's a Jewish tradition. When someone dies, they usually tear their garment, and it signifies that someone has just died. And I knew that he was serious. I knew that I was no longer wanted in this community and in this family, and I was no longer accepted. And so I gathered one thing, which I still have with me today, and I walked out of the house, and when I turned around, the door had closed behind me. And Johnny, I was 16 years old.
Wow.
And didn't really realize it at the moment, but I did as the night progressed. I had become homeless and orphaned at 16 with nothing, no money in my pocket, no place to sleep. And I knew that it was a serious message because when I went to my aunts and uncles and to my cousins in the neighborhood to open the door for me, I was greeted with, no, you do not exist anymore. Go and be that artist that you want to be. And I just want to say it was the most devastating night of my life, and it was a horrible, horrible journey afterwards. I mean, I suffered profusely because I did end up sleeping on a park bench. Mm-hmm. I did suffer for the next couple of years about what I was going to do and where I was going to take myself. But this is very important to stress this story, is that at 16, that night that I found myself homeless, that I realized that I was an orphan for the rest of my life, that my community and my parents would not accept me back again, I made a very serious decision. I made a commitment towards my life. I asked myself, what is it that I wanted? And I knew that I wanted to be an artist. And every single moment from that moment of when I became homeless, every movement, every decision, every thought was towards being the artist. And Johnny, within 2 years, my goal was to live in Paris and to paint and to be recognized as somebody who made a difference in the art world. Mm-hmm. Within 2 years, I was living in Paris. Mm-hmm. I was painting full time. And one day I was standing outside the Louvre and I was painting as I did every single day. I had a little ritual of how I painted during the day on the streets of Paris, and then at night I would paint in this little attic that I lived in. And this man came over to me and said, I've been watching you for weeks and I love your work. Would you be interested in having a one-woman show? And I said, yes. And he said, well, you would have to come back to New York. And I said, absolutely. And when I found out that he was part of a very prestigious art gallery here in New York, well, guess what I said? I said, I'm coming. Absolutely. So within 2 years, I was able to create for myself something that I committed 2 years earlier from having absolutely nothing and from living in the park on a park bench, mm-hmm. and not having a job and not having food and not having a home and not having anybody in my life supporting me. So there's a will, there's definitely a way. And as my life progressed in my life, I've been painting for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of patrons who have bought my work. And the thing is, I've evolved so many times. I always talk about I've metamorphosized so many times in my life. I've been in personal development for over 30 years. I've been coached and I've been mentored by some of the greats that are living in this time. I've been in the movie business. I've been coaching forever, even before they started to call it life coaching. And 6 years ago, I found myself in a position where I got divorced. And again, in my divorce, I lost everything. I lost my home. But guess what? I walked away with three very important, beautiful individuals in my life, and those are my three kids, and I have to start all over again from nothing. Mm-hmm. And here I am today, and I have a thriving coaching business, and I have many other businesses that I talk about, I'll talk about a little bit later, but you can make it. You could lose it and regain it, and you can reinvent yourself, and you can create the life that you've always dreamed of. What it takes is commitment, and I've been committed to living my life towards my passion since the day that I can remember. So that's who I am, that's who I've been, and that's who I am today.
Fascinating story. It's I guess everyone says, you know, our lives are always a drama. It's a journey, and you have a wonderful journey. I mean, of course, there's sadness, and there are, of course, also a wonderful celebration moments. And that's what life is all about. It has all these collective things that we experience that made us who we are today. And the irony of it, you are who you are today, is because of the collective experience that you have encountered. And these are the experiences that you have made a significant difference in the people that you've touched over the years through your coaching and your mentoring side of your business. And are you still actively involved right now in terms of being an artist?
Absolutely. I paint every single day. Mm-hmm. I don't laugh, but I paint between the hours of midnight and 5 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. when I can. And if I don't, I always feel a little off balance. Mm-hmm. But these days, I have so many things going on that I'm very involved in my coaching business. I have a radio show coming up. I have workshops. I give keynotes. I'm writing a book. My life is so full right now. Mm-hmm. But yes, I teach art. I do lots of things. Yes, I still paint. That's the short answer.
That's wonderful, and I think, you know, and I hear a lot of passion within you as we speak, and you know, to all our audience, you know, I've never met you before. We are social network friends, basically, and when I read your profile and your bio, and I said, that's someone that I would like to get onto my show because I feel she has so much to offer. There's a lot of energy, And it's one of those things that I just sense, and I'm delighted to have you on, because I think this is exactly what we all need from within ourselves to kick off this new year, new decade. And many a times we think about all this, but then we're not as committed as we are. And not that when I say the word committed here may not be the right word, we just lack the strength from within. And the focus, you know, from within, and the self-confidence, I think, is the most important thing of you know, where we are, where we're heading to, and how are we going to get there. So having said that, how did you get started being a life coach?
Wonderful question. I was a life coach, I think, before they called it life coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a new term or something in the past 20 years or 25 years. I've always been into personal development. I am certified in an enormous amount of modalities, only because I love learning. I'm a student of life, and I have been teaching myself and mentoring myself and have been mentored by many of the greats. But when I was an artist and I was selling my work, most of my patrons would come to the studio, and yes, we would talk about art, but I found that they were staying 6 or 7 hours, 8 hours at a time, and I was wondering one day, how come most of my time is taught, you know, I'm talking to them. And then I realized that when they came to buy a painting, they not only left with a painting, but they left with a life plan. They left with goals. They left with a system to run whatever business they were running. And I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And it's interesting because every other business that I went in afterwards, I was always in the facilitation of making plans and making systems and creating blueprints for other people and supporting them and understanding them and giving them insight into what they really mean or what they're talking about. So I've been doing this for a very, very long time before I actually, quote, unquote, called it life coaching. And so, and for myself, I'm always learning and getting certified in all kinds of modalities so I can be on top of the game, so I know what's going on, so I can bring something new to anybody that comes to me who wants to be coached, who wants to change their lives.
That's very interesting. You know that as a mother, it's a natural thing for you to be a teacher, a coach, a counselor, and you don't even realize it in the context of as you were bringing up your kids. And this is something that I became aware of and that I've been very fortunate to have encountered 9 wonderful women in my life and that resulted in me writing a book in honor of them. But sometimes we just don't realize that through that and as a mother yourself, that unconditional love, because when you were doing, I can just picture myself being in your class and before you know it, you know, like, oh, how are you doing today? Oh, okay. And before you know it, leading from one thing to the other, and just the fact that, you know, hey, how about, have you thought about this? Because when people are in trouble or they're confused, they always have tunnel vision. And it's always wonderful to have someone on the outside and someone that we trust and we respect and admire that is able to kind of, you know, open up those windows for us and show us windows of solutions. And that's what I gather by just hearing what you have just said. So what is lead from within?
Great question, Johnny. Leading from within came about because this is what happened to me that night when I found myself with nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I really had to step inside myself, and I had to ask myself, Lolly, what is it that you yearn for? What is it that you're passionate about? What is it that I can make a commitment towards my life? What would fulfill me? What would feel like my heart's desire is being fulfilled? And, you know, that night, I can still feel it, and it still makes me weepy because I remember being hungry. I remember being cold. I remember being really, really, really scared. But I quieted my mind, and I started to listen to what was saying inside me. And I started to listen to within myself with compassion. Mm-hmm. And what I found was is that I knew that I, for myself, this is about myself, my message was be an artist. Express yourself through your art. Leading from within is finding out your core message, something that talks about yourself. What are your truths? What are your talents? What are your values? You know, who are you in this world? Because each of us has our own story. Each of us has something why we're here. Each of us has a purpose. And if you can quiet your mind, you can go within that silence and you can understand and you can create the future and what your purpose is supposed to be. And I really, really believe in it because it's worked for me time and time again. And, you know, I tell my clients all the time, it's very important to practice the art of listening and to going within and leading from that space. Now, it's also very important to stop thinking about all those things we're supposed to be and who, you know, people tell us we're supposed to be. What I want people to do is to reconnect to themselves, to reconnect into that place where it tells them who they really are and what they can be and what they could stand for that is greater than themselves, because that's what it's all about. Explore the unconscious. Explore who you can be consciously. Discover your passions. Discover your dreams. And start really listening to that intuitive messages that talk to us time and time again, because you know what? That is where the answers are. That is where the wisdom is.
Now, you had mentioned lead from within is, of course, working from inside out, and you're right about taking inventory and everything else and find out in the hearts of hearts what you're looking for. But lead from within is also working from inside out. How do you reach the inside of individuals who you're helping? How do you get across to them and saying, you know, hey, this is exactly what you need to do? Do you have a little checklist, a little scenario that they have to go through and to kind of, making them aware about, I never realized that this is what is in my hearts of hearts, so to speak?
Very good question, Johnny. What I do is I really am a coach that listens to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
I usually listen first. I'm not the kind of coach that has the 12 steps of this or the 7 steps of this. I'm not that kind of coach. If you're looking for that kind of coach, you've got the wrong number.
Mm-hmm.
What I am is the kind of person that someone comes to me and they either are not sure about, they're lost, they're not sure how to make changes in their lives. I listen to what's going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do for them is I find out, what is it their principles in life? What is it that they value? What is it that they drives them crazy and excited and gives them this feeling of a wow feeling? And then what we do is that we create a platform or a blueprint about who they are.
Mm-hmm.
We give it a beautiful name, right? Because now in social media, everybody needs to be something. We brand you. And within that, you then take the necessary methods. Well, the methods, you know, the 12 steps or the 13 steps or the 7 steps,
mm-hmm.
that's easy. That's out there. Everybody knows that. But who are you within, who we are, is something that we need to discover. So what I do is I have this thing, and I call it the courageous conversation, where I ask the questions that you're scared to ask yourself, where they might be a little painful or they might be a little scary. But what it means is really is coming to grips with who you are, what you're thinking, and what you want. And if you can do that, you have a better understanding of who you are, so you can go from where you are today to where you want to be. But first, you have to have those conversations. First, you have to go within. Then you can go without. Because if you're going to just create a blueprint of a successful business, and, you know, for some people it works. Very rarely does it work if your mindset isn't there, if you're not connected to your heart center. So what I do is first find out who you are, work within, and then it will happen on the outside very easily and seamlessly.
And this have always helped all the people that you've run into. Now, let me answer this now. Do you have specific things that you ask, say, a mother versus, say, a businesswoman or a businessman? Or is there a breakdown between age groups?
Absolutely not. We're all human beings. And we've all, you know, if you sit 10 people in a room, Johnny,
mm-hmm.
before you know it, we're all going to have something in common. We all want to be loved. We all want to have family. We all want to be successful. We all want to have health. We all want to have wealth, and we want to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have common threads, but each individual comes in from a different aspect. And so it's very important for me. I'm not a group coacher more so. I'm more of an individual. Mm-hmm. I'm more about the person that I'm talking to. I'm more about what the person is thinking. Where have they come from? Where do they want to go? It could be a mom. It could be a businessman, someone who's left Wall Street, some of my clients. It could be anybody. You could be 22. You could be 72. I've coached you, and I've been there, and we've had that wonderful, courageous conversation that we need to have because I'm listening to you as an individual.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. It sounds to me like it's a very tailored approach for each individual.
Each one is different,
right,
but yet we're the same, right? Because we
right.
all want these, you know, everything is based from love. We all want to be loved, and we all want to make a difference, and we want to know what gives us meaning in life. But each one of us has come from a different place. And so let's find out where you've been so we can find out where you're going to go.
Fantastic. Well, the theme for the show, our show this morning, is a new year, new you. What is your recommendation for individuals who are interested in a new year and a new me? Where is the first base, basically?
Wonderful. First of all, I love your topic. And when I heard what the topic was, you know me, I was like, I want to be on the show.
Thank you.
The new year, the new you, this is what I'm going to say to every single person on this call. It's very important to know that each one of us has been born ordinary. We all come from the same place from the very beginning. But in order to become the new you, I'm going to ask you for 2010 to become extraordinary. And how do you become extraordinary? You do extraordinary things. And how do you do that? It is so simple. What you need to do is to show up in your life. You need to step up in your life. You need to believe in yourself. You need to make a commitment to living your life. Now, some people are saying, no, you know, this is for someone else. I can't do it. I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to say to this, to every single person on this call that has that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of us started something, somewhere, actually. Each one of us started somewhere in our lives. Each one of us, every single one of us, can do exactly what we want to do. Talent can be taught. Even, you know, some people, I was born with a talent for art. But I teach art, and I have students that come to me that can't draw. They I can't draw a straight line, Lolly. And I say, no problem. So talent can be taught. How to do things can be taught. All it really takes is commitment, to commit to yourself. Not everybody was born to be an artist. Not everybody was born to be a musician or a doctor or a life coach. But each single person on this call can make a difference in the world. Now, how do you figure out how to make a difference? That's always the question that people ask. How do I create this new you? I'm going to say to you that whatever you are drawn to, whatever you are inspired by, is something that you're in, the greatness that you are experiencing within yourself. So if you see someone and you're admiring them and you say, oh, I want to be like that, what's really going on for you is saying, you resonate with that, and you know, oh, I can do this. That is your greatness. That is what you can do. So what inspires you, go down that path. See what it is about that person that resonates with you that you can become for yourself. Now, it's very important never to compare yourself to someone else. You are you. You're an individual, and you can become anything that you want. So listen to the messages that inspire you. Listen to the people that inspire you. These are the clues. These are the answers for your life's purpose and for the new you in the coming year. And this is very important. I always say this to all my clients. When the mind is telling you no, when the mind is giving you all those things of why you can't do those things that you want to do, I always say follow your heart. That's where the desire is. That's where the passion is, and you can create anything.
I believe in that so much because I believe the heart can tell you exactly what you want, and your mind will eventually find solutions to attain those things. And sometimes we, you know, we always tend to have the flip side of the equation where our mind tend to force or wonder certain things and say, oh, we can't do this, we can't do this, and so forth. And you're very, very right when you said that, you know, follow your heart, because I've always that realized within myself, when I do that, my mind, when I just sort of relax and say, okay, this is what I want, and I'm just going to go out there, you know, hey, you know, universe, help me out here, give me the mindset to be able to accomplish this, and lo and behold, my mind will come up with solutions to help me achieve that. And the other thing that what you just mentioned, which is very interesting, is I felt like, yes, you do want to identify yourself with someone, not in the sense of comparing, but you want to identify because who inspires you. And I think that's very, very important, because then it shows that, you know, hey, he can do it, she can do it, I can do it too. And I think that's very, very important. And then, of course, understanding that nothing in this world cannot be learned. Everything can be learned. You know, when you mentioned something just now about along this line, I realized that, you know, we are waiting, if we were to wait for a child prodigy, then we will have one or two-man symphony orchestra. Because the rest of the group is not going to be there. But what has happened is that you realize you like music. You don't have to be a child prodigy in learning how to play the piano. But, you know, guess what? There's great teachers and coaches out there that can help you attain that goal. And that's what you are doing from your perspective. So that's very, very interesting.
Yes. Yes, Johnny, that's exactly. So look, everybody today, listen to the messages. Listen to someone who inspires you, because that's where you're headed. And I think it's pretty amazing. And it's exciting to me.
No, it's very exciting. I mean, it's just hearing that you talk, you know, inspires me about the things that I want to get done this year with regards to the things that I have in mind of accomplishing and everything else. Well, let's talk about, is there such a thing as reinventing oneself?
Wonderful question. Is there, from every single day that you're living, you're reinventing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day. We're reading, we're learning, we're growing, we're reinventing ourselves. And the interesting thing about reinventing yourself is, and I always talk about this with my clients, is that when we are living outside of our comfort zone, when we feel uncomfortable, when we feel that, you know, I don't know, I'm scared, you know, that wonderful word, fearful, mm-hmm. then you know you're on your right track. Because the truth is, Johnny, life is not easy. But in order to be successful, in order to have the wealth, in order to have the health, in order to have all the things that you desire, you usually have to step out of your comfort zone. And yes, it could be scary to reinvent yourself. It could be scary to start a new business. It could be scary. I'm a single mom of three. What am I going to do? Where am I going to live? All of that can be really, really scary. And yes, it makes you nervous and you lose sleepless nights and all of that. But what you need to do is that you need to take that leap of faith into the unknown. And from there, you grow. And from when you grow, you succeed. And so it's very important to know that, yes, we're always in reinventing ourselves. That's what it's called, living. And that's very, very important to know that when you live, when you are reinventing yourself, these are choices that you make every single day. And know that you're going to be scared, but know that from that will be growth. Being homeless and being, you know, orphaned at 16, trust me, that was the scariest part. Being divorced and having three children and not knowing where I was going to live was scary to me too. And yet I reinvented myself. I made choices in my life, and I moved towards those choices and was committed with disciplined action. And here I am today, living the life that I've dreamed of. And maybe in 6 months from now, I'll have something else that I want to do. And that's okay. That's what it's called, living a full life.
And that's very interesting, because what you say is that, you know, in one of the things that I talk about is, can someone have many careers in their lifetime? And the answer is yes, because it's the heart and passion that you put in everything you do. And in reinventing yourself, based on what I've heard from you, is that that's it. If you're in all the way, and then every day you get up, you evaluate the situation, because you don't get stagnant, because situation changes, the environment changes. So you have to be very fluid in adapting yourself to the situations and is at hand. So that's very, very interesting. And then one of the things also I think that goes hand in hand with reinventing oneself is if you can look at it as self-refinement. The very core within yourself never change. But as you age, I guess, or as you get wiser each year, as you have tasted more salt of life, so to speak, as one of my moms would always say, that you are actually refining yourself. And in the course of refining yourself, you are reinventing yourself to accommodate what your heart is feeling at that particular moment and achieving, by definition, achieving the things that you want to accomplish. So it's very very powerful. Lolly, that's a great way of looking at it from your, you know, from my perspective, what you just said. How about individuals who are somehow always stuck on a particular issue or situation? What is your recommendation on something like that?
Okay. That word stuck, I don't ever believe that we're stuck, and this is why. We always have a choice. We have a choice to move. We have a choice to stand still. We have a choice to take action. We have a choice not to take action. We have a choice to respond, or we have a choice to react. There's no such thing as being stuck. You know, you can see the world, Johnny, as a very scary place. You can feel like you're stuck, you have no choice, and that the, you know, the world is, there's nobody on my side, and I'm homeless, and I'm orphaned, and I have no money, and I've been out of a job, and I got divorced, and I have nothing. You can look at life that way. It's a choice. Or you can look at life with wonder, abundance. You can choose to be passionate. You can choose to know that everything will work out. You can choose to know that right now, this very moment, everything is wonderful. You can choose to see that your life is all about positive acceptance. You can choose to feel that right now what you need, you have, and that you can choose right now in this moment that your life is working out. So that stuck feeling, I don't understand it. You know, there might be another feeling of feeling limbo, you know, between businesses or all of that. Those I call contemplation moments where, you know, you need to be quiet. You need to be thinking. But to be stuck, there's always an answer anywhere. You know, sometimes when I don't have an answer, what I do is I have many, many books because I'm an avid reader. I'll go into the room with all my books, and I will take a book off the shelf, and I will ask a question. And I say, you know, the answer will be within this book, because there's no such thing as being stuck, because there's answers all the time. And I'll open up the book, and whatever wisdom is in there, I know that's what I'm supposed to be reading at the very moment. Mm-hmm. So life is about wonderful messages. It could be from a movie, from a music that you're listening to. You make a phone call to a friend, and your friend says something, and it resonates with you. Stuck? I don't believe in it. But, you know, there, you can always ask for advice. You choose to be stuck, so that's a choice.
And the other flip side, what I understand here also, is like a lot of times when people are stuck, they tend to focus on the negative, the things that they did not, the misses, so to speak, all the minuses, versus they focusing on the pluses, the positive energy, all the hits. And one of the things I believe in moving forward in according, you know, to based on what you are getting across, is that we need to focus on things that cheers us up and help us to move forward. And what I see is that focusing on positive things. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, it's what you said. Is life positive? I mean, is life difficult? Yes. Can you choose to see the best in a situation? You can.
Mm-hmm.
And so my advice is that when you are feeling down and when you are feeling stuck, are we stuck in blaming? Are we stuck in making excuses? Are we stuck of being a victim? Or are we going to become responsible for our lives and say, you know what, this is my life. I have a certain amount of time to live it. Do I want to have regrets about it? Or am I going to focus, fight for what I want, and follow through? You can determine who you want to be. I mean, you could be on the couch now watching TV and saying, you know, I don't have a job and I don't know what's going to be. Or you could be the person that says, I don't have a job. Who am I going to call? Who can I speak to? What can I do in order to create something for myself?
Mm-hmm.
So life is a choice, and I always say this to all my clients, you know, greatness is a choice. It's not a destiny. You know, who do you want to be? How do you want to live your life? It's a choice. Life is, that's what life is about. It all comes down to our choices.
Mm-hmm. Very true. It just reminded me about, is the glass half full or half empty, or do we look at it as always having enough room to be topped off with something new and fresh? So if we look at that, there's always a future, and there's always something that positive that we can do from within ourselves to move ourselves ahead. So very, very interesting. What is the most common theme you encounter with your clients who seeks your help?
My wonderful clients who work with me, I think most of the time is they want clarity. Some of them want to know what it is that they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. Some of them know what they're passionate about, but how do they turn that to a successful living? And, you know, living a life of purpose and passion is great, but my message is always, how are you going to monetize that? I had a client recently who said to me, you know, I want to make a difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I'm like that too. I want to make a difference in the world. But I said to her, how are you going to make money doing that?
Right.
And she was shocked that I asked her that. And I pointed out and I said, when you monetize your passions, when you monetize your purpose, you can be the one that can go out and build the village instead of saying, oh, I support this cause. You can be the one that really makes the difference. So with my clients, the common theme is, you know, passion and purpose and how can they change my life? But I always take it to the next level. Yes, change your life, but how are you going to make money doing that?
Very interesting approach, because what you're looking for, that when you it just cranks up a notch when you say how can you monetize your passion. How has it been very successful for the people that you talked to? I mean, do they come up with new ideas? Is that something that they tap from within? They realize that they have to go out there and put in the effort. How does that work?
It's very funny that you asked me that. I was coaching someone yesterday. He said, Lolly, since I started working with you, I haven't slept. My mind is buzzing. My mind is on full throttle. I'm going to make a difference in the world, and I never knew it until today how it's going to happen.
Right.
And so, yes, it does happen. It's happened to many, many of my clients who thought that, you know, they were coming to me to just figure out, you know, what is their passion so they could live a life of meaning. But no, I'm taking it to the next level of, okay, your life has meaning, yes, within your family, but what about your community? Once you go past your community, what about the other states? What about the United States? What about the world? I think big. I think really big. And I think global, actually. But it starts within. And it starts within your community. And it starts within your family. And then go out and make a difference bigger and better.
Fantastic. Let me ask this. Do you use art as a therapy for your clients, too?
Do I use what? Excuse me?
Art, you know, the painting, doing art therapy work with your clients. Is that something that tools of your coaching techniques?
No, I do not. No, I do not. My daughter, who's 18, who's studying in college, is going to be an art therapist. So that's good. I think I've encouraged that because she's a great artist and a great psychologist and understands the human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But for myself, I do not use it. But for myself, I do not introduce art, but what I do introduce is the aspect of standing in front of a canvas and not knowing what story you're going to tell, what painting you're going to paint, and bringing that feeling of unknown, bringing that feeling of what am I going to say, how am I going to say it, who am I going to be on this canvas. You know, what story, all of that, I bring that aspect to when I coach because I know what it's like to stand in front of a big white canvas and feel lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I do bring that. It's an interesting question. Nobody's ever asked me that before, but I do bring the aspect of being an artist into my coaching.
Mm-hmm. Because it sort of it gives you an opportunity to look at the blank canvas and create. That's what I sense, you know, and that's the reason why I ask you, because what happens is that, you know, you have to start somewhere, and the creativity just starts to flow, and whatever, what you may start out may not necessarily what you end up with, I guess. That's what I'm alluding to. Does that sometimes happen to your client?
Oh, my God, Johnny, I'm so happy that you said that. You know, when you look at my work, which is on my website, and it used to be very prominent. It's now under a little heading that's called Image Gallery. But when you look at my paintings, first of all, they're quite big. I mean, I'm a small gal, I'm 5'3", but the paintings are 9 feet by 10 feet. And most of those paintings, as you would call it, have reinvented themselves over and over and over again. Because in the beginning, I have a story, you know, I'd stand in front of the blank canvas and I would paint something. And then I would look and it goes, nah, it doesn't really feel that right. And then I would repaint it and paint it again and paint it again. And the wonderful thing, just like in life, it's never done. You know, when I sell one of my paintings, I always say, can I come and visit, you know, one of my babies? It's like, they're part of me. You know, who you are in the world is part of you. When you send it out into the world, it's still part of you. And yet, I reinvent my paintings all the time. It's so funny because this morning I was standing in front of the canvas and I said, wow, this is really good work. And then when I stepped back, I said, no, I'm going to change it. And I took red paint and I put it across the whole painting and said, okay, we're going to start from scratch. So it's so funny that you just brought that up today.
No, it's something that people don't realize because we go through the motions, but in all actuality, what you just did, and you used the word itself right there, reinventing it. And what you start out may not necessarily be what you ended up with, and what you ended up with is something that is far beyond your expectation and is over the top. But the fact that you started out with something, you know, the Chinese has this proverb saying a journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And then as you walk, no telling where you're going to be heading. You know where, which sort of general direction where you're heading to. But in the end, you'll be surprised at what you've accomplished. And I just thought about that.
You want to know something interesting, Johnny? It's usually the paintings that I've made mistakes on are usually the ones that people are drawn to. They go, wow, that's amazing. And I laugh to myself and I go, if you would have only known the failures and the mistakes that I've made on that. So
yeah.
That's an important lesson, too. A great metaphor, my art for coaching. Thank you, Johnny.
I just thought about that. I think it's something within you that's sort of a natural, and it just came to mind, and I thought that, you know, sort of a natural flow that sometimes we just don't realize. The things that, you know why, Lolly? Because I feel like sometimes when we're in it, we don't really see it sometimes. And so when we're from the outside, you know, it has a different perspective and a different view.
That's why we need a good mentor, and that's why we need a good guide, and we need a support system to do exactly what you just did, because sometimes people say, oh, I'm going to do this by myself. I'm going to take care of it by myself. That's good, but it always helps, like what you just did, is bring a perspective that I never thought of. I mean, I thought of it, but not the way you just, you know, brought it out to the attention. I think it's fantastic, Johnny. Thank you.
Well, great. I'm glad you liked it. Our changes from lead from within permanent.
Great question. The only thing that is permanent in life is your values. The only thing impermanent in life is the principles that you live by. Everything else can be, you know, changed. Circumstances change. The chances in your life change. You know, you could be divorced. You could be married. You could be single. You could be homeless. You could be jobless. You could be all those things. But what's very important is who you are. What are your values? What are you passionate about? What do you stand for? How are you going to show up in life? That, I hope, stays the same. But leading from within is finding out what your values are. Leading from within is finding out the core messages of who you are. And once you know that, that's the foundation to being extraordinary.
That's very true. And again, what I like about your approach is, you know, you are addressing the core, the inner self, the you, the me, so to speak. A lot of times I think in us, one of the things that I read over and over again is that people that start out on a basic diet, so to speak, and then they go off in a tangent, and it's because it's not realistic because we're addressing core symptoms issues versus core issues. If you go back to the inner core, then that's the most stable part, and as you make reinforcements of it and understanding your upper and lower limits and then work within it, expanding those upper and lower limits, your comfort zone, so to speak, as you had mentioned, then those changes are permanent. Because you are actually refining yourself, and as you reinvent yourself, it's not something way out there versus it's within you. So that's very, very exciting. What do you enjoy most about coaching and mentoring others?
What do I enjoy most? I love inspiring people. I love empowering people. I love when someone comes to me and says, well, I have this idea, but I really don't know what to do about it. Mm-hmm. And then we give fruit to it, and we make it grow, and we make it happen. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is the most exciting. That, to me, gives me the most pleasure. Helping others, inspiring others is something that who I align with, and I think that's my life's purpose. I mean, I have many, many passions, trust me, but that's what I get the biggest kick out of life.
How about mentoring? Is there a difference? Tell me the difference between mentoring and coaching.
It's a great question, Matt. For me, you know, I'll be honest with you. About coaching, this is confession time, Johnny. I have a hard time when someone calls me coach, and I'll tell you why. A mentor, a coach, you know, each one of us have lived a life, correct?
Right.
And each one of us have learned our different lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of my clients is a student and a teacher to me. I am a student and teacher to my clients. I never feel that I am coaching them or mentoring them. What I do is I show up in each session and I bring the wisdom that I have learned. And trust me, every single client that shows up in my life has brought me the most amazing life lessons that I can learn from.
Mm-hmm.
So what is there a difference between coaching and mentoring? To be honest, I don't really care. What I do is I want to be someone's partner. I want to be someone's partner in life. There is a
right.
difference. You know, some people mentor, some people coach. A coach is someone who looks at someone's life and they come up with some goals. They're not a therapist. They don't really delve into the deep Freudian therapy or Jungian therapy, which is fine. Who am I? I'm your partner. I'm your partner to inspiring you. I believe in you, and I'm going to help you make your dreams come true. And in turn, I'm going to get the biggest gift in learning from you what you've been through, and that enriches my life.
Very, very interesting take on what you just said, because a lot of times people come across like, you know, hey, I'm better than you. That's the reason why I'm leading you, or I'm coaching you, I'm mentoring you. And I like your idea about we are all on the end have been through life in so many different ways. We are the teacher, we are the student at the same time. And I think that's very, very important that a lot of people don't realize that sometimes. And as you have this wonderful wisdom within yourself, I think you become more effective in your coaching techniques and in your coaching style, and as well as in your mentoring of individuals. And you're right, because it's all about a participational concept whenever we talk, because everybody brings something to the table. And that's the unique thing about it, because I think if someone thinks that I'm always, you know it all, and that's what we go through as kids, actually, you know, we know it all, and then we realize finally we may not know it all, and then finally we, you know what, we don't know anything at all, we need to call mom. And so very, very interesting concept. Now, do you yourself have coaches, and you mentioned one time you've worked with some coaches and mentors and all that.
Absolutely.
Are you still keeping in touch with them?
Absolutely, and this is what I wanted to say. It's very important.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to say, you know, I just have a hard time with the word coaches and mentors.
Sure, I
have
agree.
Many mentors in my life, and I have coaches. And this is what I do for myself. I align myself with people that are doing the things that I want to do, that are already there. I'm always bringing myself to the next level. And so, yes, I am coached by someone where I want to go in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important to have somebody in your life, not only to share your stories and your goals, but if someone is doing it, you want to take that shortcut to how they've done it
right.
and be there already. So, yes, it's very important to have that mentor, to have that coach. I've been coached and mentored my whole life. Every time I've gone to the next level, I've looked for someone new. Who you spend your time with, you know, it's interesting. I have this wonderful workshop coming up in February, mm-hmm. and it's called your inner circle for success. Who you cultivate in your life right now is going to tell you what your future is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So who's your mentor? Who's your coach? Are they making a difference in the world? Are they doing things that you want to do? If yes, then align yourself with them. If not, you're going to find yourself in the same position of who you're aligned with.
Right.
So, yes, it's very important to have someone in your life coaching you, inspiring you, empowering you to get to the next level.
And that comes back to even the friendship, the circles of friends you encounter, the people that you know over the years. You find that in the course of living, you have certain individuals that, for lack of a better term, people use friends for life. I've been friends since we were, you know, for lack of a better term, from the hospital that we were given birth to. And then there are people that you collect along the way simply because there are people that just does not grow with you from the perspective of getting the best out of you or moving on with you. And that's all about relationship, which is the other flip side of coaching, because it's establishing that personal one-on-one relationship with someone, a professional relationship, that is, you know, in terms of walking side by side with you. Because if the other person slows down, you have to make a decision again. Is that, you know, are you going to slow down or are you moving forward, you know, and moving ahead and plowing, you know, forward and so forth.
It's interesting that you say that. I recently, you know, I stopped doing one-on-one coaching because 2009 was for me about going inward. I've been writing a book. I stopped traveling as much. I wanted to spend more time with the kids. I used to travel every 3 weeks and give keynotes and workshops. Mm-hmm. And something happened to me. People were saying, I want to work with you. I want to work with you. I want to work with you. And, you know, when a message keeps repeating yourself in your life, you have to stop and think what you're going to do about it. Right. And so I opened up a couple of spots in my one-on-one coaching, and the response was extraordinary. And to be truthful, I interviewed each and every one. I had a conversation, and I did turn away many people because the question that I asked was, do you see yourself changing? What do you want for yourself in 2010? And when the thing was, I don't know, you'll guide me. I don't know. I'm not sure I want to do this. When there was indifference, and when there wasn't any real commitment, I was like, I'm the wrong coach for you because I'm the type of person that will be committed to you 110%. So if you are serious about changing your life, trust me, I'm going to be right alongside with you, working and inspiring you and empowering you and believing in you, and we're going to make that change. But if someone just wants to complain or make excuses or blame, I'm not the person to show up with. Trust me, I have no patience for that. I have compassion. I have tremendous compassion for where people are and if they say they're stuck. Mm-hmm. But you can be stuck, you know, for a short time, very short time, because you know what? There's always a solution, and I can definitely help you with the solution. So, you know, it's been eye-opening for me where I used to take on clients. If they hired me, I worked with them, but now it's more about if you're serious, I'm serious with you.
And in some ways also, when you look back, Lolly, I mean, that's part of the journey you have taken where you have refined yourself and then you realize that it's not that you can no longer help these individuals, but then there's a whole lot more individuals out there that are at the level that you can make a greater impact.
Yes.
And so you are at that level, and then, like you say, these individuals will find the coach, for lack of a better term, their life's coach and mentor at a certain level. And then, you know, I look at it ironically, you know, everything is sort of systematic in a way because it's based on each of our personal behavior tendencies and level of maturity and commitment to what we want to get done. And it's almost like that college thing, you know, you can go to graduate school or you can choose to not to go to graduate school, or you may think you're ready for graduate school, but you're not. You need to take a couple of years out to work before you come back to, you know, to graduate school. And the irony of it, you actually make better grades rather than just rushing all the way through. So I can see, you know, this happening. This is real life, real situation here. It's not right or wrong. It just is. And so it's quite fascinating what you just said. One of the things that you offer is group mentoring and coaching. How effective are these group sessions?
I think group coaching is very effective. Could you imagine? You have my group coaching is for 8 people. They're very possessive of me. And what we do is that we mastermind together. Masterminding with other people is very exciting. You know, because what happens is we have a certain way of thinking. Talking to other people, being in a group of eight, you have eight other opinions. You have eight other ideas. You start to rethink how you thought you can do. And that to me is very, very exciting. I think masterminding in a group coach is very, very exciting. My mastermind group keeps me on my toes, trust me. And to me, it's one of the highlights of my week because I have eight very committed adults who want to make a difference, and trust me, they are.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Hello?
Lolly?
Yes, I lost you.
Yeah, that's quite okay. I actually got kicked out, too. I don't know why, so I'm glad we are back on at the same time. It's just sort of a weird. I just realized that I just lost the whole thing, and then I noticed that you were gone also. So sorry about that. We can continue what we talk about. So anyway, what we were talking about just now was the idea about you being a wonderful facilitator for your group mentoring session and coaching sessions. Lolly, how can someone get in touch with you and engage you for your services?
Well, I'm very approachable, and you can reach me on my website, which is www.lollydaskal.com, and you can contact me via my website. And the wonderful thing is I'm very visible on Twitter. I have lots of people. I have over 40,000 people talking to me constantly on Twitter. And I'm very engaging. And the great thing is I am available. I am approachable. I'm here to help you if you want help. I'm here to help you make a difference if you want to make a difference. So definitely come to my website or find me on Twitter, which is Lolly Daskal on Twitter. And I would love to speak to you. I really care about someone who wants to make a difference. I care about you, so find me.
Wonderful. And what can we expect from you in 2010?
Oh, my God. Do we have an hour? Okay.
Go ahead.
I have so many exciting things happening. A couple of things I really want to highlight is I have my own radio show coming out, and it's called You Matter. And the message, what I've talked about today, each and every single person that's on this call, you matter. You matter to me. You matter to the world. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring that message public. We're going to tell your story. We're going to tell us, you're going to tell us what you're passionate about and how you've made a difference. And each one here listening today can be on my radio show because, to me, you matter. So that's going to happen next week. Tuesday, we have a wonderful guest, a dear friend. His name is Tim Herson. And he wrote a book called Think Better. If you haven't read it, go out and get it today. It changed my life. It changed the way I do my workshops. And he's a wonderful, talented writer and human being and is brilliant. I'm working on that radio show with a very good friend of mine who I met on Twitter. And her name is Susan Mazza. And so we're going to be doing that show together. And it starts every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I also am going to be having a workshop in New York in February, and it's called Cultivating Your Inner Circle for Success.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you collaborating with? Who are you spending time with? This is going to tell you your future, and I talked about it a little bit on this call. And that workshop is so amazing because Susan is very accomplished in the world, is a leader among leaders. She's been with Fortune 500. She brings her knowledge. I bring my knowledge of over 25 years of working and coaching and mentoring, and it's going to be brilliant. and I'm so excited. We have so many people. We haven't even announced it yet, and people have been asking us about it, so I'm very excited. Now, for people that want inspiration and for people that need that little nudge every single day, I have created a program called Messages from Within. You go to my website, you can click on it, you can sign up, and every single morning you will get a message from me, and it will teach you every single day what it means to lead from within. I talk about love, and I talk about passion, I talk about what it means to trust, and I spend a lot of time writing those messages. So if you want that inspiration, that's a perfect place to find me, and you can see what I'm thinking about and what my clients have been thinking about, and I use all of that to write my messages from within. You can find me on my website for one-on-one coaching. You can join the mastermind group that I've created. And there's so much happening, but for that, for now, I think that's enough.
No, that's fantastic, you know, what you have to offer. And so far, I'm very, very excited. Your radio show sounds wonderful. I believe that's going to be a major impact. Again, it's something that you, obviously your existing clients are going to truly enjoy what you have to offer on the air. And for people that are always seeking for some assistance in getting focused on the things that they want to get done. So that's wonderful. Do you have a recipe for living for us that you would like to share with our listeners this morning?
Absolutely. Number one, I want each and every person on this call to take full responsibility for their life. I don't want any more blaming, no more complaining, and no more excuses. I want you to go out and find what you're passionate about and start committing to it today, this moment. I want you to learn what the messages are from within. What are those intuitive messages? How can you learn to trust those messages? And once you learn to trust, you can really start living a life from leading from within. It's very important. I'm going to give every single person on this call a little hint. When you are in life and you're feeling full and you're feeling expansion, then you know you're on the right track. When you're feeling a contraction, when you're not feeling well, then you should know that what is happening in your life is not working. That is the clearest cut, simplest way to figure out what you're going to do in 2010. You feel good, you feel excited, you feel passionate, follow it to the end. If you're not feeling well about it, if it gives you a headache, if it makes you unhealthy, if you don't feel good about it, stop right now. So that's a little hint. Very importantly, I want each and every person to take disciplined action towards living the life of their dreams, about what's in their heart to desire. And how do you do that? You first have to have a vision. You have to know what you want in your life. And once you know what you want, dream about it, think about it, do the action that it takes to get there. Align yourself with your passion. Ask yourself every single day, what am I doing today towards the life that I've always wanted to live? Every single step should be towards that dream. Now, John, you and I know that not everything is going to work out the way we want it to. But in the recipe of life is try and try again, because from every mistake and every failure, we learn something new. So if you're failing and if you feel like you've made many mistakes and it hasn't worked out, hang in there. Try again. Learn from your mistakes and move towards your goal. And it's very important to choose to make that choice, not to feel stuck, but to choose to grow. And you know what? I'm the first one to say, and I'm going to tell you, that you're going to fumble, that you're going to fail, that you're going to make mistakes, and there will be times that you cry, and there will be times that you will make mistakes and you'll be upset. But get up again, and show up in your life in 2010 like you've never done before. Follow your heart, respond to that call of passion, and have the courage. Please, each and every one of you, have the courage to commit to follow that path of who you are and what you're meant to be.
That's fantastic, Lolly. That was wonderful, great recipe for living. I mean, that's just fantastic. I'm listening all this. I'm trying to get all jest in because it's just such wonderful, powerful words of wisdom and basically things that you have done yourself. And I could feel the passion, the power within that, the you know, leading from within yourself, when you, what you just said. Lolly, thank you for the great recipe for living and for spending this hour with me on From My Mama's Kitchen Talk Radio. To all our listeners, thank you for being with us this morning. Please join me next Tuesday morning, January 19th, for another episode of A New Year, A New You. For additional information about this show, future shows, and for my weekly recipes for living, please go to FromMyMamasKitchen.com. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Twitter.com/FMMK Talk Radio. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. Lolly, thank you again, and have a great day.
Thank you, Johnny. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye.